Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode, we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you're very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, Wanna Get Good at Maths? Then do maths. Now that slogan I seen a few weeks back at my son's school. We had been to his school for a spring concert. And, you know, as most probably schools and high schools have, you know, you'll probably walk down the corridors, you'll probably see a lot of motivational posters and, you know, quotes and, you know, the old classic, hang in there, kitty. All those different things you probably find up on the wall to motivate the kids and to you know, try and get them a positive frame of mind for learning things in the school, I imagine. But on the way past one of the maths rooms, I seen that slogan over the door and it made me stop for a moment and just think about it. You know, how many of us when we went to school probably complained that we were no good at maths? You know, we couldn't understand it, it didn't make sense, it was too hard. And we threw up all these excuses why we weren't good at maths. And because we threw up all those excuses, we kind of let ourselves off the hook. You know, I'm just no good at maths. And I, you know, I'll never be good at it. And we just kind of walk away from maths or whatever subject it is. You know, because we just aren't good in it. When in fact, you know, if we wanted to get good at maths, you know, we would, rather than actually, you know, walking away from it, we would better be actually, you know, walking toward it and trying to do more and more of maths until it finally clicked into place, until we actually got better of it. Now, for those of us with an online business, there's so many parts and to running the online business. You know, you're creating content, you're probably creating products, you are maybe creating videos, coming up with ideas for emails or whatever it is. And it's easy for us, just like that maths, you know, problem. It's easy for us to say, well, I'm no good at emails. I'm no good at writing articles for a blog. I'm no good at copywriting. I'm no good on video. I'm no good at this. And again, like the maths thing, we're completely letting ourselves off the hook. You know, by doing that, it gives us a kind of get out clause that, you know, I was never good at writing articles for my blog. So that's why I never wrote, you know, why I never set up a blog. Or I was never really good at coming up with email ideas. So that's why I would only write one email every week rather than do one every day. Or, you know, I'm not really good speaking in camera. And because of that, you know, that's why I never did a video course. And that's why I don't have an expensive video course. And so many excuses we throw out over and over again, rather than actually just turning around and saying, you know something, okay, I'm bad at coming up with ideas for creating emails. So that is what I'm going to focus on for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to throw myself in there and I'm going to make myself come up with ideas. You know, I'm not good at speaking on camera. I don't have a great voice for whatever the video course or whatever podcast or whatever it is. And rather than turning away from that, rather than just letting yourself off the hook, you know, why not lean into that? Why not create more podcast episodes than you've ever done before? Why not create more videos than you've ever done before? You don't have to release them all. You know, you could put all them on YouTube. You can put them on private that nobody else can see them. There may come a time maybe where you might have a little bit more confidence yourself and then you can release them up to the public. But by throwing yourself into it, by creating more of that content than you never done before, you're going to find that, you know, that podcast episodes, you know, coming up with ideas for podcasts are going to get easier. You're going to find speaking in front of a camera, like of a video course, it's going to get easier. And, you know, the more times you do it, the easier and easier and easier it's going to get. And eventually you're going to love doing it. You're going to eventually going to get a mastery over it that you didn't have before. Whereas if you had to just turn around and saying, well, you know, I'm no good at that, I'll never be good at that, and letting yourself off the hook, you'll never get better. You're going to prove to yourself that you've never been good at it, rather than just actually just, you know, forcing yourself into it. So whatever your problem is today with your online business, you know, again, it could be like the maths. Maybe you're still bad at your maths. That could be one subject you might want to throw yourself back into and get better at. So have a look at your business. You know, what are you complaining about? What are you letting yourself off the hook with by saying that you're poor at? You know, the coming up with the blog post, coming up with the email ideas, speaking on camera, you know, Facebook, you know, maybe you say to yourself, well, I'm no good at Instagram, I can't get a following over there, or I'm no good on Twitter, you know, nobody seems to retweet my content or whatever it is. And rather than actually just, you know, drawing a blank up, you know, force yourself to go over there, study what is going on, you know, look up YouTube videos. There's so much content on YouTube that you can learn how to, you know, how to build a following on Instagram. There's so many people are giving away a lot of great content and tips over there. And, you know, put them into action, you know, study your whatever it is that you need to learn and force yourself to do it over and over and over again. And this repetition will build a mastery until you reach a point where, you know, when you will be able to do it in your sleep, you'll be able to come up with this content, you'll be able to build an audience or whatever it is you need to do. But by, you know, by throwing an excuse up saying I'm no good at it and just throwing a line in the sand, you know, you can't expect that to ever get better. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I know it's a little bit of a short one compared to what I normally do. If you'd like to know more about WriteCome, you'd like to know more about me or the great content we have over here and even some of the great writing courses, if you want to come over to WriteCome, which is WriteCome.com, you'll find me and all the content I create over on the website over there. So as always, thanks for sharing your time with me again today and take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the WriteCome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.